Mitzachat Baba Basra Paragvav Mishnah Gimel Hamoicha Yayin Lechavero Behechmet. Somebody who sells wine to his friend, and soon after the lokeach takes possession of the wine, it turns into vinegar. Eino chayev b'achar Yusuf. The mocher is not responsible to replace the wine. Now this is talking about where the wine had been transferred into the kelim of the lokeach, and therefore the mocher can tell the lokeach it was your vessel that caused the wine to turn into vinegar. But if the yayin was given to the lokeach in the vessel of the mocher, in such a case it would be a mekach toz, and the mocher would have to replace the wine. Now that which the mocher would have to replace the wine is only if the lokeach told the mocher at the time of the sale that he wants to use the wine for cooking. In such a case, the wine would be used slowly, so therefore the mocher has to give him wine that lasts. But if the lokeach tells the mocher that he is buying the wine for drinking, or if he doesn't mention what he is using the wine for, in such a case, even if it was transferred to him in the kelim of the mocher, it is not a mekach toz. Ve'im yadua sheyeno machmet, harei ze mekach toz. If it is well known that every year the wine of the mocher turns into vinegar quickly, in such a case, it would be considered a mekach toz, even if the wine had already been transferred into the kelim of the lokeach, as in this case, the mocher cannot tell the lokeach it was your vessel that caused the wine to turn into vinegar, since it's well known that the wine of the mocher turns into vinegar quickly, so therefore it's obvious that it's the poor quality of the wine that made it turn into vinegar. And it's only a mekach toz if the lokeach had told the mocher that he wants to use the wine for cooking, so therefore the mocher has to give him wine that lasts. Then, amar lo yayin mevusam ani mocher lach. Chayiv lahamid lo ad hatzeres. If the mocher had told the lokeach that he is selling him spiced wine, in such a case, the wine would have to last until Shavuos. If it doesn't last until Shavuos, it's a mekach toz, and he has to replace the wine. The reason being, yayin mevusam tends to last longer than regular wine. But after Shavuos, when it gets very hot, then even yayin mevusam tends to turn into vinegar, so therefore it only has to last until Shavuos. B'yashan mishel eshtakit. If the mocher tells the lokeach that he is selling him old wine, then he would give him wine from the previous year. That's already called old wine. U'miyushin mishel shalashan. If the mocher tells the lokeach that he is selling him yayin miyushin, very old wine, then he would give him three-year-old wine, meaning wine from 2 years ago, that this would be the third year. That's already called yayin miyushin. Somebody who makes an agreement with his friend that he would sell him land in order for his friend to build a house on this land. The house that we're talking about over here is a Beit Chasnus. As it was common habit in those days, that when somebody married off a son, he built for his son a house to live in after the wedding. This is called a Beit Chasnus. Now, it was not spelled out in the agreement exactly how large the house would be, so we don't know how much land has to be transferred to the lokeach. V'chein ha-mekabo mechavero livnos lo beit chasnos lupno u-beit amanos lubito. So too, if somebody makes an agreement to build for his friend's son a beit chasnos, or for his friend's daughter a beit amanos, as she is an amana and needs a house to live in, and it was not spelled out exactly how large the house would be, bona arba amos al-shei shtibrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that he would have to build a house that is at least 4 amos by 6 amos. This is the minimum size for a Beit Chasnus, and therefore, in the first case, the mocher would have to give the lokeach the amount of land that would be big enough to build a house that is 4 amos by 6 amos. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer Rebbe Bakar Huzeh. Rabbi Yishmael says 4 amos by 6 amos is sufficient only for a barn. It is not big enough to live in. Harotza Lasos Rebbe Bakar Bona Arba Amos Ashesh. Therefore, if somebody agrees to make a barn for his friend, he would make it 4 amos by 6 amos. But if he agrees to make a Beit Chasnus, he would have to make it larger. Now, some say in the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva agrees that the size of a Rebbe's bucket is also 4 amos by 6 amos. Just Rabbi Akiva holds that sometimes people make small Beit Chasnus for their son that is the same size as the Rebbe's bucket, and therefore, since it was not spelled out how big the Beit Chasnus would be, he only has to build it 4 amos by 6 amos, the same size of a Rebbe's bucket. Bayis katan, sheish or shmon. If somebody makes an agreement with his friend to build a bayis katan, and it was not spelled out how big it would be, he would have to build it at least 6 by 8. This is the minimum size of a bias cousin. As a bias cousin, since it's a separate house, is bigger than a base chasnus. Gadol shmona al eser. If somebody makes an agreement to build a big house, he would have to build it at least 8 by 10. Troklin eser al eser. If somebody makes an agreement to build a conference room, then he would have to build it at least 10 amos by 10 amos. This is the minimum size for a troklin. Rumo kechasi orcho uchechasi rachbo. When somebody builds a house for his friend, the height of the house has to be at least half the amount of the length and the width combined. Raya ledover hechel. Proof for this would be the hechel and the Beit HaMikdash. As the height of the hechel and the Beit HaMikdash was half of the length and the width combined, as the height was 30 amos, and the hechel was 40 by 20. Now this is referring to the bayis rishon that was built by Shlomo HaMelech. The bayis sheni, on the other hand, the height of the hechel was 40 amos. But we learn out from the bayis rishon, as we can only be mechayev the bone as the builder to make it the minimum amount, since it was not spelled out in the contract exactly how big the house would be. We could only be mechayev him to build it half of the length and the width combined. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hakol Kebinyan Hechel. Now some say that the Mishnah is telling us this, which the Mishnah says, that the height we learn out from the Hechel, this is according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that everything that we could learn out from the Hechel, we should, and therefore we learn out the height from the Hechel. But some say, on the other hand, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is asking on the Tanna Kamma. He is saying, do we learn out everything from the Hechel? Other things we don't learn out from the Hechel, and therefore we should not learn out the height of the house that somebody builds from the Hechel.